You may think of it as just for summer, but just because it's getting cold out doesn't mean you have to give up on rosés.
And Washington Examiner wine columnist Scott Greenberg joins us now with our wine of the week. Welcome back, Scott.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing well. Why shouldn't we give up on rosés during the winter?
Well, it turns out rosés are actually very versatile wines all year long. Now, I didn't know this until recently, and I was taken to dinner by the Vins de Provence Trade Association, and they explained to me that actually the people in Provence drink rosés year-round with a variety of foods, and we should too.
What are a couple of affordable options we might want to pick up?
I really like the 2011 Estedon Le Cirque de la Vigneron de Provence. Now, this is a testament to one of the oldest wineries in the Côte de Provence. It's made with Grenache, Cinsault, Syrah, and features a very fragrant bouquet of red cherry and violets. But what I really like about this, it's got these charming flavors of red raspberry and strawberry and citrusy lemon. They just pile on the front of the palate, and then you get this pop of persimmon. It makes a really lasting impression on the crisp finish, and it's only $12.
Okay, anything else under, say, $20?
Let's go with the 2010 Dame d'Or Rosé. Now, this is from the Coteau Aix-en-Provence appellation, and it's wonderfully crisp and dry, delivers tons of bright fruit, red apple, wild strawberry, little cranberry in there. Again, really like that cranberry. And it's remarkably well-balanced, delightfully refreshing, and $17.
What about if we want to spend a little more than $20?
Well, how about $20? The little-known Tiburon varietal is one of the reasons rosé wines are so well-balanced. It's a little bit like using salt in a recipe. A little bit just makes the wine pop. And in this case, the 2011 Domaine Rémusquet Cru Classé Rosé is absolutely the poster child of Provence. Flavors of strawberry, raspberry, red plum are bright and forward in the mouth. And then just another touch of cranberry, crisp finish, makes it a perfect accompaniment to a wide range of foods. And it's delightful on its own. And it's only $20.
All right. Sounds good. Scott, thanks so much. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.